Well, it's about 6 minutes after the hour, a little early here, but the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week in studio with us today. From Tecumseh High School, we have Kylie Trevino from Tecumseh Soccer. And Kylie, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Hi, thank you so much.
So your team last year went 2-1. You scored 7 goals in those games. Tell us how things are going for Tecumseh Soccer.
Well, this year we still have a pretty young team. There's a lot to grow into and learn, but with having a young team, it means we can easily expand their skill set because they have so much to grow into. Rather than just having a set path, like an old horse can't teach them new tricks, we have such a young team, so we can teach them a whole lot more new things and new mindset, skill set, everything like that.
So how many seniors do you have on the team?
There was going to be 2 of us, but one of them got injured one of the first days, and it put her out for the season. So it's really just me right now.
That's too bad.
Yes.
So tell us about yourself. When did you start playing soccer?
Probably around when I was 3 or 4. I started all the little, you know, kiddie play soccer leagues, and I played club growing up, and that was a lot of summers spent just out every Sunday, games, tournaments, all that jazz, and, you know, continued it on through high school, and here I am now. You know, I'd like to say I've gotten pretty good at it.
Well, good.
Kylie, do you do other sports? Have you participated in other sports at Tecumseh?
I have. I played volleyball for my freshman and sophomore year. It was a very fun sport, but in the end, I decided to discontinue it, and then I also did track my sophomore year, and I actually made it to states with a 4x1 relay team. And after that year, I decided to continue to focus more on soccer because that's like within the same season, so it's like a dual sport for women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just decided I wanted to focus on soccer after I got the captain position.
Okay.
Did you ever consider doing the dual sport, playing soccer and track in the spring? I know it's a lot.
Yeah, I did do that.
Oh, you did?
I did. And within the first 2 weeks of playing both sports, I did pull both hamstrings, and it was not a fun recovery process. It was very slow, and, you know, it was a lot of pain to handle.
Well, tell us about you're a senior.
Yes.
And plans for next year. And you're already, just talking to you before we had you on, you've really gotten yourself involved in the Air National Guard.
I have. So I'm not going to go to college right off the bat, mainly because I am in the Air National Guard. It's going to take up about 3 months for me because 2 months for my BMT, which is my basic training, and then another month or so for my tech school, which is my job train for the military. And by then I'll be missing the first semester of college. So if I do go to college, I will have to join late, and I'll have already missed the fall season of women's soccer if there's a chance that a college would take me on.
Where would you have to go to do that training? Is that something you can do locally?
No, it's down in Texas.
Oh, geez.
And I leave in August, so it's going to be really hot.
Where about in Texas?
San Antonio.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So what type of training will you have? What type of job are you looking at?
Well, I qualified to be in the administration role, so I will be logging a lot of data, paperwork, and mainly a good behind-the-desk job, you know, not too active, but there are different opportunities and chances to continue to look for more jobs through the military, but I'm very content with the one I'm in.
So what type of commitment did you have to make?
I made a 6-year-long commitment to the Air National Guard. And I chose the 6-year plan because it comes with more financial benefits than the initial 3 or 4 year contract signing. And with that, I'll get a 14 grand tuition boost by the military. And some colleges offer discounts for military members, meaning, you know,
absolutely,
you can have up to 50, 20, 30% off of college, which means some of it could even be just paid for straightforwardly.
Well, that sounds like a great program.
It is.
How did you decide to do all this?
I had a very big influence through a coach and military member. So he's at the base I'm at in Selfridge right now, but he's also my soccer coach, and he is one of my teachers for my school. And he really gave me the facts straight, because I was kind of tiptoeing around the fact that college was around the corner. I needed to start deciding what I wanted to do in life. And at one point, I was just like, you know, what if I just join the military? It comes with all its benefits. And he really gave me the facts straight about the military and how many benefits it comes with. And, you know, it was a really big push to be more financially stable and just to have a level head going into life. You know, he was a very big support and put me on a good track that I needed to follow.
Well, that's what coaches are for, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's the ultimate coach for me.
So tell us how he is as a soccer coach.
Soccer coach. I think he's outstanding. I mean, he pushes us to be our best self. And, you know, we might get a little, you know, tired. And he'll, you know, give us our moments where he's like, I know you're tired. I know you're giving it your all. But I really need you to focus up right here, and I need you to just finish through. And he lets us have our let-up days where he knows we're not going to have a game for another so often, so he lets us have an easy practice. But then when it comes time, like 2 days before our next game, he's cracking down on us, you know, making us put in the work and just really getting after it.
That's great.
Well, goals for the season for your team and for you, have you set any personal goals for yourself?
Personal goals would be just to try to help my team the best I can. Like I said, we're a fairly young team, so being the oldest on this team, I have a lot of information that I can spread to them, a lot of ways I can help them learn, and I feel like there's a lot of structure that's built up around me because I have been here for so long, I've played for so long, and I have much to give to this team. And that's a personal goal, is just to continue to give it to this team and show them that we can be great.
So as far as the Southeastern Conference is concerned, who are the favorites as far as soccer is concerned? Obviously, Tecumseh, you probably want to think that you're kind of favored too, right?
I'd like to think so. You know, the past few years, we've definitely been head and head with Pinckney, Chelsea, Adrian. Adrian made a huge jump the past few years, and they're definitely a good rival for us. I mean, we love playing them, and, you know, not just because they're our school rival, because they're challenging. They've become so great in what they do, and playing against their level with our level is just, it's a good mash.
Now, you play on the turf, on grass. Do you play some games on the turf at all or not?
We do. Our very first game against Ipsy Lincoln was on turf, and I was nervous for it because we hadn't had any turf time at our high school. And so we're used to playing grass, which it's a slower pace than turf. On turf, the ball's rolling so much quicker, and you have to sprint so much harder. And, you know, you're just – it's a whole different play, and you have to really – grasp that concept when you go onto that field. Like, it's going to be quicker, it's going to be tougher, and you're just going to have to be really sturdy in who you are, get a touch on the ball, and continue on.
We have to take a break, but we'll be right back to talk with Kylie Trevino, our Tecumseh High School Athlete of the Week. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At the LISD Tech Center, students are earning more than just grades. They're earning futures. In 2024, over 1,700 certifications were awarded across 29 career-focused programs, giving students real-world skills and a serious edge for college and careers. We're proud to empower and support every learner to reach their full potential, because their success is our mission. The LISD Tech Center, preparing students for high-wage, high-skill, and in-demand careers. Visit LISDTechCenter.com to learn more.
All right, you're back inside the cave. Our Athlete of the Week program brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District. We're talking with Kylie Trevino from Tecumseh High School Girls Soccer. And Kylie, it sounds like you've got your life pretty well organized, and going back to the military, do you hope to make this a career, like a 20-year commitment? Or is it too early to talk about that?
I'd say I'm still looking for other options. I love the military. I think it could be easily a future full-time job for me. It's just I think I'd like to continue exploring all that I can be right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so after putting myself through more hardship by going to the military and facing new challenges, I'd like to be able to come back, say I did that, and continue on saying I can do more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kylie, you're a senior, and you're probably about 2 months or less from graduating. What kind of advice would you give a senior that's got two more months of school?
I know that time is starting to drag, and we're all just anticipating getting out. We're all just kind of lugging through some classes.
Senioritis.
Praying that it's over soon. But I think just get through this, and you'll look back and really realize how fond of memories you've made through the years of being in high school, being in middle school, and getting through it all. And you'll look back, and you'll be a little sad because you'll have so many friends that you remember.
What's your fondest memory of your 4 years at Tecumseh High School?
I'd say it's playing soccer because mm-hmm. something I learned from my coach now is...
And give us the name of your coach.
Paul Wellman.
Okay.
Amazing guy. Something I learned from him is that when you look back on a high school career, you don't look at all the little conversations you had with your best friends. You look back on the sports you had, the events that were so big and all the support you had going through them. The moments that you felt like you were at your breaking point, but you overcame it and you strived on that exhilarating, like, just getting past that hardship. And so when I look back in my high school career, I remember all the games that I felt like I just wasn't enough and I wasn't doing enough, but I overcame it. And in the end of the game, I was told by a million people, oh my God, you did so good. And that really gave me that extra push that I needed to continue on instead of giving up.
The positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, very impressed. I wish you the best. You still got quite a bit of season left, and hopefully the weather turns a little bit. Hopefully weather turns today so you can get back out there. But very impressed with your leadership and academically. So finish. I always told my daughter, I said, sprint through the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let up. You got two more weeks of school. Sprint to the finish line. So please do that.
Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations to Kylie Trevino for being our Lunaway Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. The LISD, High Quality Education for Students in Lunaway County. And Kylie, we have some parting gifts there for you, a cave towel sticker there and a certificate. And congratulations, and I know you're going to do well in life.
Thank you so much.